And now, for the poetry of Jack Hirschman. Here at KPFA 94.1 on Cover to Cover Open Book. Listen and enjoy.
The House of the Setting Sun. This has an epigraph written by Paolo Pasolini in a poem called To the Red Flag. In Italian, the epigraph says, Ridiventa un straccio, I più poveri ti sventoli, which translates, become a rag again, and the poorest may wave you. I put my mouth to your misery, New Orleans, inundated and soaking with death. Here lies, war lies, piled so high, this floating prison of a cemetery cries out of rage at the end of its breath. Here, in the last delta, desire lies on its side, is rolled and rolled over upon by its own government and crushed. Summertime is over and the living is dead. And round midnight, all hopes are looted. No one will come clean of the Katrina of New Orleans in this sinking house of the setting sun. Bodies so black and so blue from loving what wouldn't spit on their shoes if they needed a shine, let alone a dime or water. America, you were always scorched earth in our mouths, always a baptism of crap, always a rain of disaster streaming down the panes of our broken eyes. Now, our rags are the most torn, our jazz the most blue, our poor the poorest that can be worn in the soul's thrift shop. Now that all is lost and there's only nothing to lose, long live the courage and the sorrow and the innocence of the poor. The real flag's in tatters. Begin to wave it. Mother, we are not in this world. A long time ago it happened. It was over the world, the war, the world war. I took you by the hand through it. Tiniest hand, tiniest star. You didn't move then. I was dead. Then you were dead. In the open mouth of grief, there is a candle. I am not with my breath. I am the slow peeling away of the skin and all the deaths I've seen registers in my eyes. I have been a laughing tree beside a stove of honeyed bananas. I have been a silver fox in the elegance of heels. I have been what has brought you down and the words you look up. I have been the spit upon and the ganged, the slain and the invincible, the bitch of moons, the whiplash of compassion behind the drug of sluts, the red thread that liberates all convicts, the thimble that balances your jiggers, the kalimba that wraps your nightmares in lullabies, the power of birth when a child dies. We are not in this world. A long time ago it happened. It was over. The world, the war, the world war. I took you by the hand through it. Tiniest hand, tiniest star. Why should I weep now that you've entered the darkness? Many like me are around you. Our ether is without end. Should we never speak again, you shall write our conversation. should my voice fall short of your heart. But that is impossible. You're still such a child. I'm weeping at a window. Other voices will lift mine and carry it to the center of your breathing. Oh, my beloved, when you burst into flames, when your bones were blistered, at those precise moments, who drove the seeds in a rapid torrent of thighs and targeted the yearning eggs with glory? When you grew like a primer into a text of rage at all the injustice of this profiteering hell, when your mind was broken, when your sex was split like Korea, Vietnam, like the North and South, when poisons came with pleasure and the antidote was dead, who cut through the air as if wringing a chicken's neck? Who tore the feathers and flung them to cushion your fall? I am the creature who runs through the street screaming your name against the mockery. I am the sleep of the suicide and the cataract of the immemorial hair. I am the attack of liberty on the heart of heart and the poem on the heart of hearing. The solitude, the grace, the smile that returns your smile from the depths of the biology of a labor and joy. Only the heartbeats of the dithyram approach. Only the soul thrums of the cosmos define. We are not in this world. A long time ago it happened, it was over. The world war. I took you by the hand through it. Tiniest hand, tiniest star. After his shouts, the strops, her screams, the thrown things, the door slam, the bitter weeping. Out of the thin box, as the delicate paper was parted, she'd lift the sheer mojud stockings and run her fingertips along them, slowly smiling girlishly again. She'd begin singing a Perry Como song. She loved Perry Como and would sing the same song he sang all day long on the make-believe ballroom time. Then, in a black brassiere strapped to her freckled shoulders, she'd sit on the bed, fit the stockings, stand up and notch them to the garters that hung down from her black girdle. A ripple of fat ran round her waist, squeezed out by the girdle, different from the plumps that swelled out from her brassiere. And I saw a blue bruise, the shadow of a belt buckle on her thigh. But she was singing again. And over the girdle she'd put on a pair of pink bloomers, and over everything then a brown and white flower print summer golden dress. Her white heels had holes in the toes where her nail polish showed through. The bottle of polish, tweezers, lipstick, rouge, brush, and emery board were on the vanity table over there, looking in the mirror. Her lips swam in the Como song with rose-red strokes, reaching the end with a shiny glow like the waxy cameo of her mother on the brooch in the drawer. She'd hold out her hand and say, "Come, darling." We'd walk hand in hand up and down our street in the twilight, and the neighbors would cry out, "Hi, Nellie," or "Hello, Mrs. Hirschman," and "Hi, Jackie, my, how you've grown." Onward and upward, the smoke from the chimneys spirals even today. A generation and more of clouds made of communists, Catholics, Jews, gypsies, witnesses, gays. Jet planes fly through them. They are all over the world, rising and developing. Joined with the burned of El Salvador, the Hiroshima scorched, the roasted starving of Africa, the diaspora of Palestine in flames. You smoke them. Your toke is them. We blow the dead away into air. A black man is tied to a tree in Georgia and burned to ash, 1893. It spirals even today. You will never escape them. They arise and develop invincibly. Deny them and try breathing. They will haunt you to the end of your sperm and your egg. In the last gasp of the molecule, they'll arise. For Local 87 AFL-CIO, something basic like night when sleepers are unaware their nightmares are being swept away so their dreams can put on their best. When the dust of yesterday's deals is cleared from the four corners of office machines sleeping with one eye open. Something basic like giant mustaches of brooms sweeping across the sidewalks of childhood through schoolrooms and libraries so that even old books feel spanking new. Someone basic as a fuse in the cellar of a tenement darkened by lightning. One who makes sure water comes out of the faucets, maintains the necessary order of things at the highest level of discreet invisibility, like simplicity itself, is often the indigenous immigrant at the root of what makes the whole show continue, the human janitor. Must not be slashed like a throwaway book by the cut-crazy backstabbers of the people. The he or she who is the real governor of the state of things still possibly human. Happiness. There's a happiness, a joy in the soul that's been buried alive in everyone and forgotten. It isn't your barroom joke or tender, intimate humor or affections of friendliness or a big, bright pun. They're the surviving survivors of what happened when happiness was buried alive, when it no longer looked out of today's eyes and doesn't even manifest. When one of us dies, we just walk away from everything alone with what's left of us, going on being human beings without being human, without that happiness. Tina Madotti. Comrade, how beautiful to use that word again and feel its meaning. What's this? She's been dead for 60-odd years. Our time's simultaneity, like classical Mayan. Her being here with us, with all of us, marching astride and a smile through the streets of Cancun, isn't death. Nor is the coa you carry, that little sickle the Mayan farmers weed and harvest with. Nor is your camera, your eyes once removed, Tinissima, compañía. So much death all around, in our minds, in our lungs, even between our thighs. And that WTO there, how death buys even its own death. But this being together is life. Sleepless one, true worker for the dignity of the ages. Under the skin of your bravery, your blood's a torrential blush. In your heart's brokenness, the prison gate of your body opens to a listening deep and far, to the ecstasy of the call to revolutionary selflessness. Vamos, compañera. Art is long, but the struggle's the longest kiss. Andiamo. October 11th, 1990. It was a happy day when he was born 34 years ago, my blonde son. How golden the sun in the park today. How happy the birds and flying balls. I sit in golden light, almost forgetting he's 8 years gone, because the sun is so like his hair, and the air like the golden laughter of his love. 8 years old, and into a radiant wind-up. Here comes a perfect strike of light upon an old, old glove. Agimu. bliss of all blisses, lightly you do declare intimacy by putting your lips right here. So this is thought without itself, spoken though nothing said, nothing when it's everything, naked kiss that shed the crumbs of time and the orgy of pennies thrown and stuck to the mind, and now alone with one of a kind, a pair of lips, the origin of itself opens in order to reveal there is a language called soul, a tongue that is the kiss that's the bliss of all blisses, untranslatable. Love comes over me like someone who walked away and left her white dress with a little blue flowers behind. Behind, going into the future radiantly naked. What am I to do with it? Put it on? I don't wear dresses. I love what's inside them, but this one's so sad and alone, I'll just let it lie a while on my chest against the curve of my arm and just let the blue flowers be blue.
Just heard San Francisco Poet Laureate Jack Kirschman here on Cover to Cover on KPFA.